No one can, no one will. Who will stand against our King?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we quickly go into the word of the Lord? Ezekiel chapter 16.
Ezekiel ngoma etidunsian.
Verse number 4 to 6.
Eyimu enai ekosi insian.
Then we'll read Luke chapter 10, verse 30 to 34.
Naya kinkan Luke asempe etidu eyimu eduasa ekosi eduasa nine.
Ezekiel chapter 16, 4 to 6. And as for thy nativity, I'm reading from the King James version. In the day thou was born, thy navel was not cut. Neither was thou washed in water to support thee. Thou was not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do any of this unto thee, to have compassion on thee. But thou was cast out in the open field, to the loathing of thy person. In the day thou was born, and when I passed by thee, and saw thee polluted in thy own blood, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. Turn to someone and tell the person, live. Tell the person, don't die, but live. Amen.
Amen.
Luke chapter 10, verse number 30 to 34. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beasts, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You want to look at me now.
So be here, so for sabri.
There is a popular statement that we all know of.
And though
this statement was popularized by the 35th president of the United States of America. Who was John F. Kennedy?
Your friend John F. Kennedy.
This statement was actually originated by an Italian diplomat.
Was it Italian and he
said,
now can say,
success has many fathers. But failure is an orphan. And he said this to present to us the true character of human beings. As for human beings, they would like to identify or associate with you when you are successful in life. But they abandon or leave you when failure knocks you down in life. And when you are in a total mess. People would like other people to know that they know you. When you are very successful in life, but when they perceive that you are in a mess, they abandon you. That is how human beings go. But before this service will be over, you understand that the ways of God is not like the ways of men. As men are busily looking for successful people to identify with them, God is also looking for people who are in a total mess, so that you identify with them and reveal his power through them. The Bible says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, And them that are crushed in the spirit. Who is that person who is crushed in the spirit? Is that person whose testimonies have been delayed? Whose prophecies are not yet fulfilled? Whose hopes are shattered? I came to speak to that person this morning. I want you to know that you are not alone. God is with you. God will heal you this morning. He will restore you this morning. He will establish you this morning. If you can hear me, shout a better amen. I saw God in the beginning of all beginnings. Even in the book of Genesis, when God came down from heaven to visit the earth, and I began to wonder what will make God leave heaven. A place of beauty and pleasure in order to visit the earth. And I realized that something caught the attention of God. A mess on the earth caught the attention of God. A mess. The Bible said that the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. That thing is a mess. Something that is shapeless. Something that is without form. Something that is full of darkness. I saw that thing caught the attention of God. And why is God interested in a mess? Ladies and gentlemen, I have discovered something in life. That in anything that is a mess, there is something in it that is struggling to survive. Everything that is a mess in life, there is something in that thing that is struggling to survive. When you see a woman who has just given birth, everything looks like a mess. But in that mess, there is a child in that mess. And the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord moves upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord saw something that was in the mess. In the midst of the mess was something called light. But the brightness of the light was effaced, meaning that the darkness was so intense that the brightness of the light was choked. If somebody told you that light was in darkness, you not believe it. And the Bible says, and God who commanded light to shine out of darkness has shown in our hearts. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. In other words, let darkness give way. Let light shine. This morning, I came to prophesy to somebody whose life is full of mess. And this have covered your destiny. Let mess give way in your life. Let the life in you begin to shine. Let poverty give way. Let the richness in you come alive. Let every frustration give way. Let the glory of the Lord in the inside of you come alive. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The account we read in the book of
Ezekiel
is a prophetic account, which is the state of the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right there, we read that. He said that in on the day that you were born, no one cared for you. Your umbilical cord was not cut. Your umbilical cord. What is the Bible talking about? He said that though you are born again, Somewhere, somehow, you are still connected to your ancestry. Because your resource in life is looking like the resource of the people in your family. Though you are born again, your understanding of issues is like the unbelievers in your family. Though you are born again, their businesses thrive on loan. And now your business is also thriving on loan. Though you are born again, their marriages are full of tension and divorce. Now your marriage is becoming full of tension. He said, on the day that you were born, your umbilical cord was not cut. Then he continued to say that nobody washed you in water to support you, which means that you were not washed in water to make you flexible. That is a picture of how mothers birth their children. When a mother gives birth, she puts towel in warm water. Then she begins to bath the child.
Now,
you see that the mother is bending the child on the joints. So that the elbow should massage it well.
She'll
massage the shoulder part well. She'll massage the knee well. What is the mother doing? She's teaching the child how to be obedient, how to be compliant, how to be submissive to the will of another man.
On
the day that you were born, nobody has supported you in water. Because of that, even as at now, the issue of tithing has become difficult. The issue to submit to authority is becoming difficult. Even coming to church early, I don't want to go to that side. In the day that you were born, you were not supple in water to make you flexible. Then God continued that in the day that you were born, nobody salted you. Put salt on your body. When a child is salted, two things happen to the child. The body of the child is hardened against the harsh conditions of life. When you are salted with salt, the sicknesses that attack other people will not attack you. What made people to fall will not make you fall. And the Bible says in Mark chapter 9:49,
he
said that everybody will be salted with fire. Every sacrifice will be sorted with salt. This morning I pray to God that he shall sort your life one more time. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, some years ago, a movie came. And it's a Nigerian movie. Some young men have gone to a fetish priest for a charm. So that when you shoot at them, the charm will not penetrate their body. When you stab them, the knife will not penetrate their body. All they do is they just shout, "Odeshi." How many of you know what I'm talking about? When you are sorted with salt, when the enemy shoot the arrow of poverty, it will bounce back to the sender. When the enemy shoot the arrow of divorce, it cannot scatter your marriage. This morning I pray to, for somebody, that the Lord will sort your life. I said the Lord will sort your life. I said the Lord will sort your life. In the name of Jesus. When witches and wizards, they rise up against your children, at midnight, because they assaulted, no evil shall touch them. He said, ye shall not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day, nor the terror by night. Tonight I prophesy by fire. May your light be shorted. I said, may your light be shorted. In the name of Jesus. When men say there is a casting down, you shall say there is a lifting up. Are you hearing me, somebody? Lift up your hand and say, I receive it. In the name of Jesus. The second thing that happens to a child, when the child is shorted after birth, is that the soul takes away the offensive smell. When a child is born, there is a smell that comes with the child. But the soul to take away that offensive smell. There are some of you, good people come around your life. But because you are not sorted, the good people go back. There is something about you that is unexplainable. That sucks people away from your life. Today, in the name of Jesus, as God is sorting your life, may destiny help us locate you. And may they do you good. Your amen is not well this morning. I said, may destiny help us help your life. In the name of Jesus. That we suck people away from your life. That thing is removed this morning. If I were you, I'll shout a better amen. I'll shout a better amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Then God continued that in the day you were born, nobody swaddled you with cloth. Nobody put you in a cloth. You've not experienced what is called comfort in life. Most of you, because of your many difficulties in life, you no longer believe in love. Because of how some people have treated you. You cannot trust people anymore. That's why Jesus said, my Father will send the comforter. So that you will be comforted. You will love again. Oh, you didn't say amen. You trust again. You help people again. I receive it. He said, you were not swaddled. You were not comforted. But today I see the love of the Holy Ghost coming upon your life. You shall experience love again. Every bitterness in your heart, I see him leaving you right now. In the name of Jesus, whatever anybody has done against you that has caused you pain, that has made you to be hurting, I see love filling your heart this morning. In the name of Jesus. Then God said, in the day you were born, you were left on the field to die. And when you were on the field, nobody had pity on you. Nobody had compassion on you. And you were helplessly kicking in your own blood. Some of you are in some of you are in Accra. This is not the land on which you were born. This is not the land on which you were born. And you are believing God to make a living. Though you start your shirt Sunday morning to come to church. Though you make makeup. Inwardly, you are helplessly kicking about in your own blood. Nobody is willing to help you. Then God said, I passed by and I saw you helplessly kicking about in your own blood. This morning I see God passing through the service. I see God passing through the service. Anyone kicking in his own blood, I see God coming closer to you. I see him coming closer to you. this morning, we came to tell the devil enough is enough. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God delivers him from devil. The righteous shall fall seven times, sir, but he shall rise again. I see you rising again. I see you rising again. I see your business rising again. I see your marriage rising again. I see your prophetic destiny rising again by fire. I see your children rising. I see everything around you rising up again. In the name of Jesus, whether the devil likes it or not, your star will shine. You will rise again. You will be promoted. Receive this impartation. Receive this grace. In the name of Jesus. So Jesus said,
yes, you can say,
I passed by and I had compassion on you. And when I came closer to you, I thought God would touch the baby. All that God said is that leave. I came to prophesy over the works of your hands. I came to prophesy into your destiny. Leave and not die. He said, you shall leave and not and declare the wonders of the Lord. Anyone who thought you'll be buried this year, I came to disappoint that person that you will not die. Anyone who thinks you close your shop, I came to disappoint that person. By the word of the Lord, your shop will expand. Anyone who thinks you'll be on a hospital bed and waste your money on drugs, I came to disappoint that person. By the word of the Lord, that you will not lie down the hospital bed. You shall be strong. You shall march forward. You shall win every battle. Lift up your right hand and shout and receive. Say, I receive it. I receive life this morning. I receive life in the name of Jesus. So I spoke, I thought you were clapping unto Jesus. Clap your hands unto Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
God said, live and not die. We live in a season and a time where you have to take your mind and your eyes off human beings and begin to put your eyes on the Lord. Take your eyes, take your trust out of men of God and put your trust in Jesus. When God was talking about men of God, he said, trust his prophets. He said, believe in his prophets. So those of you who trust in men of God, please take that trust and put it in the Lord. Take your trust off politicians and put your trust in the Lord. I've observed something in life. The people that we run to when we need help, most of the times they even need help more than us. I saw a young lady running to the king. And she said,
no, can say,
oh king,
oh,
hear my matter. Then the king said, if the Lord cannot help you, how can I help you? She said, yesterday, because of the famine, myself and my friend, we decided to kill my child. So after killing my child, after eating him up, today, myself and my friend, we have to eat her child. But she has hidden her son. And I can't find a woman. When the king heard it, he tore his royal apparel. Then it revealed sackcloth. Those days in Israel, when someone is fasting, the person wears sackcloth. It means that even the king is looking for help from God. He cannot help himself. The father you you see people in good cars
and
they dress well,
don't
think that everything is alright. Sometimes it is not like that. Are you hearing me? So take your trust from men and put your trust on God so that you will not be disappointed. Are you hearing me, somebody? Then the Bible says a man traveling from
Jerusalem
to Jericho fell into the hands of robbers.
The
Bible said that they beat him up. When I was reading my Bible, I thought that they are taking a belonging of the man, but they didn't take anything. Then I realized in life some people are just wicked for being wicked's sake. They beat the man and left him half dead. Bible say half dead. Such a man, how can he pray?
He's
kicking in his own blood. He does not even have energy to shout Jesus. Some of you, because of your challenges in life, even your prayer life is affected. But I came to declare to you that God is interested in you. And the Bible says a pastor came on that way. He was flowing tongues. When he saw the man, he passed on the other side. Are you there with me? Then a Levite came. A Levite is anybody with political and religious duties. He also came with his file. Manifesto was in it.
Na manifesto,
he was giving his garlic.
Na o two.
When he saw the man, time. I thought he would help the man.
But
Bible said he passed on to the other side. Then a Samaritan.
And a Samaritan.
Somebody without an identity. Can I tell you a good news? After this service, people you don't know will be interested in you. And they will help you. I said they will help you. Receive the help of the Lord. Receive the help of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. A man he doesn't know.
No,
the man parked his car. Then the man looked at him
and realized
that I must pour in wine. Into his wounds. I must pour in
oil
to help with the healing process. Some of you hearing me, the very thing you need at the stage that you find yourself, God is bringing somebody. The person is having the supply of those things. If it is a broken heart, God will give you a partner that will not break your heart anymore. If it is a fraudulent partner, the person that is coming is having money more than the fraudulent partner. Are you there with me, somebody? God will bring the person that will have the right answer to your question. If you can hear me, hit your chest and say, I am the one that the Lord is about to help. Are you there with me? And David said, I'll lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which created the heavens and the earth. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keepeth you, he does not sleep. Behold, he that keepeth Israel does not slumber nor sleep. Your God is not dead. Your God is alive. He is releasing help this morning. Help for your sickness. Help for your poverty. Help for your singlehood. Help for your business. Can you clap your hands together and give the Lord a shout of praise? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I see God helping somebody. God told Moses that I have seen the affliction of my people. And I have heard their cry. by reason of the tax masters. And I have come down to deliver them from the hands of the Egyptians. I see God coming down this morning. He has seen your affliction. He has heard your cry. And he's bringing you deliverance this morning. The Bible says, but upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. And there shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. I came to prophesy to the house of exhibition assembly that you shall possess your possession. Whether the devil likes it or not, you that is poor now, before this year will be over, you count dollars. You count millions. You who is sick now, your father in the hospital will be given to you that you no longer have sicknesses. You that people you lose to laugh at you, they'll join you on the 25th of December for your party in your house. Am I prophesying to somebody? I see the Lord lifting you up. Receive it this morning. I see Jesus lifting you up. Receive it this morning. I see a turnaround for your destiny. I see a quick turnaround. Can you rise to your feet and turn around this morning? Shout, turn around, turn around. Turn around, turn around. Turn around, turn around. Turn around, turn around. Give Jesus a clap of hand. Adesha! 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 Hallelujah! And I heard the word of the Lord and said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, when I came that dream, and our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue was singing. Some of you, it's been a long time that you sang new songs. You hear songs in church, but you are not able to sing. But from today, you open your mouth and sing. You open your mouth and sing. And they that are of the hidden, they said the Lord has done a great thing unto them. When your enemies hear you sing, they will know a new testimony has hit your door. And the Bible says, yes, whereof we gladden. This morning, I see laughter in your mouth. I see gladness in your heart. I see you leaping for joy. Joy, 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 joy. Give the Lord a shout. Hey. The devil is a liar. You are coming out from the mess. You are going to the place of glory. You are coming out from the valley. You are on the mountain top. Can I see a prophetic person in the house? Put your hand on your head. Say, I am coming out from the mess. I am in my place of glory. I am out of the valley. I am on the mountain top. Do not laugh at me. Rejoice not against me. Oh, my enemies. For when I fall, I am rising this morning. When I sit in darkness, the Lord is my light this morning. And David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and foes, came up against me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. I came to prophesy. Anyone will rise up against you between now to December, the person shall fall before you. The person shall fall before you. Clap your hands right now. Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to pray three prayer points. Each of them for 2 minutes. Tell somebody 2 minutes. First prayer point. We are telling God, disconnect us from our ancestry. God spoke to Abraham and said, leave your father's house, his kindred, and his country, And I'll show you a land I want to give to you. When Abraham left the father's household, he didn't leave his father's family. He took Lot with him. Because of that, he's still connected to his ancestry. Most of you are born again. But you have carried some things with you.
Now, maybe I
want to tell God that God help me. Disconnect me from this thing. Are we together? For 2 minutes, we are praying to God. Disconnect me from this thing. Any negative habit, secret life, anything that connects me to my ancestry. Because of that, I am behaving like the unbelievers in my family. Look at me, Lord. I am quick-tempered. I don't exercise patience. Look at me, Lord. When you bless me with money, I use it on things that do not bring profit. By the time I realize the money is gone, look at me, Lord. I lie. Disconnect me.
Is
a good prayer point? Lift up your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, as I pray this morning, by your mercies, disconnect
me
from my ancestry. Open your mouth
and pray.
Open your mouth and pray to God. Disconnect my life from my ancestry. Balus kila babayota ha. Mandala babaria katonos. Yepe. Ipalagatalua sata. Ragadagada basuataya. Watanda batalua sae. Disconnect us, Lord.
Atedebatu
sete.
Pidian tolobosa. Disconnect me from my
somebody safety. Take it higher.
I
fire to your prayer.
Tolobosaya.
Power to your prayer. Disconnect me, Lord.
Apiriato. Atetatia tes. Apirian talatata. Atalabapua.
Oh Lord, disconnect me from my
telepaya. Itatuliasa. Italabape. Apiriato. Atantea. Apadadadea. Atotoa. Italabapa. A pity,
from this assembly, disconnect us, Lord.
Disconnect us from our ancestry. Disconnect my life from my ancestry. Disconnect my marriage from my ancestry. Disconnect my business from my ancestry. Disconnect my children from my ancestry. Disconnect my ministry from my ancestry.
Disconnect In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
by your mercy,
by your mercy,
I am disconnected.
I am disconnected
from my ancestry.
From my ancestry.
This moment,
anything,
that disconnects me, that connects me,
that connects me
to my ancestry,
to my ancestry,
to repeat, the evil history,
the evil history
of my family,
by your mercy,
I am disconnected.
I am disconnected
in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a clap
offering.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prayer point number two. You are telling God, send me help to lift me out from this mess to the place of glory. We serve a God who is a wonder-working God. People you don't know can have interest in you. They'll help you inside out.
Maybe
those of us in ministry will know what we are talking about. Sometimes the places we think help will come from, help doesn't come from that place. But people who have never heard about us, they see us, and by the favor of the Lord, they help us. That's what I'm talking about.
When
you want to pray to God, send me help. The person who has answers to my question, for with you nothing is impossible. Lord, send me help. Open your mouth and pray for two
men. Oh Lord, send me help. Oh Lord, send us help as an individual, send us help as a family, send us help as a church, send us help as a minister, send us help as a nation, send us help.
With your two hands lifted, pray to God.
Ateleata, itata basa, apidiato, intaladaya, lekata bosa, ikatalabapa, atiliakate, antolobota,
intolobosa, in education, in ministry,
atolobaya,
in business,
atolobaya,
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 atolobaya, atolobaya,
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I see the Lord sending you help. It will be like you are dreaming.
My
help will locate you. Even before this week will be over, you stand here and give a testimony. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Last prayer point. We are telling God that give us wine and oil.
My wine and oil.
Many people have interpretation for wine.
But
this is my interpretation of wine. That God will give you something that will make you stand out in life. Wine has an intoxicating effect. God can give you something, and a new person will come in the inside of you. You do things and it will be different. You even do things that other people are doing, but yours will be outstanding. When you see someone who is drunk walking on the street, you see that how he is walking is different. You understand what I'm talking about? When you are intoxicated in the Holy Ghost, a business that nobody believes in, you do that business, it will be like you are drunk, but that business will make you break through. Are you there with me? That God, give me a new wine. You want to also say, God, grant me fresh oil. Bible is by the oil that yokes are broken. It does not matter the yoke that is existing in your family, that the enemy
enemy has brought against you, fresh oil can break barrenness. Fresh oil can break stagnation. Fresh oil can break poverty. Lord, grant me wine. Grant me fresh oil. Open your mouth and pray.
Ibatolobosaya, itatalabata, antelekapeya. Oh Lord, give me wine and fresh oil. In the name of Jesus, as we clap our hands and open our mouth, we contact oil. In the name of Jesus, we contact wine. In the name of Jesus, Atalabateya, Asiria Kataya, and Telekateya. This morning, oh God, we contact oil. This morning, oh God, we contact wine. In the name of Jesus, we gather today in the place of prayer and we declare, oh Lord, give me wine and fresh oil. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
With your two hands lifted. What mimo wana no ni usa wonyansem
wana no te sawo.
With your two hands lifted.
Yepejaudi
kabadabasa
yema oso
milibi ato ye
ya dunja kwa
supala baba
ye dino
shakala baba
yepejaudi yema oso ya dunja kwa. Yes,
with your two hands lifted.
Yepeja wudi.
Yepeja wudi.
Yama oso. Saya duri akwa. Oh. Yes, you know. Yepeja wudi.
Yepeja wudi no.
Yama oso.
Yama oso.
Ya duri akwa.
What to me, me,
wana no ni usa, wanyanse mu, wana no ni usa, yepeja wudi, yama oso, saya di uti akwa, yepeja.
Please, your two hands on your head, please. I pray for you this morning. Unto the God of all possibilities. The Lord is able to lift one from mess to glory. That all the prayers you have said in this holy sanctuary, as you begin to step out into the world, your place of business, your place of marriage, your place where your children belong, that you begin to walk in testimonies. Those of you that have been hurt in life, you depended on people and they disappointed you, that a help that will wipe your tears and bring joy to your heart will meet you this week in the name of Jesus. That we used to be a burden on your mind,
heart by the power of the Holy Ghost is taken away this morning. A new idea will pop up in your spirit. A new business will pop up in your mind. You will implement them and you'll be successful. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, give the Lord a clap of praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.